A funny thing happened to the workforce as the nation slowly emerged from the pandemic. Employers began to notice something was off. New hires were reporting to work with a common refrain, something along the lines of, "How do I even do that?" Employers say they're having to adapt to a new reality, a job pool lacking in some of the most basic knowledge and skill sets needed. Douglas Belkin covers higher education for the Wall Street Journal. Douglas, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
You've been writing about this specific phenomenon. In fact, a line in your story really stuck out to me. Someone you spoke with said, employers are saying we're just trying to find some people who could fog the mirror. What do you think that was trying to express?
There's a lot of variables coming together right now that are making it difficult for companies to find the right people for their jobs. That was a quote out of a Western Michigan group, and they're having just a hard time between out-migration from Michigan and a lack of education, a lack of proficiency in the high schools, and then combine that with learning loss from the COVID era. They're struggling to find anybody, and let alone folks who are coming in with skills. They're just looking for young people to come in with a good attitude and who are able to show up on time for work.
Could I ask you about that issue of people not having these skills? Obviously, there have been a lot of concern that during the pandemic, students were not getting the sort of education that they would get in person. Is what we're seeing the result of some shortcoming in the educational system during that pandemic period, or is it still a little bit too early to know?
The data is starting to come clear that the learning loss that we saw during the pandemic, which was pretty significant, and you could see through these sort of national assessment tests that kids taking, is now beginning to show up in the workplace. And there's a lot of different ways to ascertain that. The employers themselves are giving pre-employment exams to figure out where young people are when they enter the workforce, and the results of the exams are just lower. The certification exams for things like nursing and engineering are much lower than they were before the pandemic. And then there's just some sort of basics that are missing, in individual companies when young people come in and they're not able to do things that their peers could have done, 5 years ago.
Could you give us an example? What specifically are the shortcomings that employers are complaining about?
Well, let's see. One of the things we reported in the story was that, there's a pretty significant nursing shortage right now. So there's a lot of pressure to get nurses into programs. In order to get into a nursing program, you need to take essentially an SAT or an ACT to get in, but the scores on that test are lower, so fewer people are eligible to go into the programs. Then when they get into the programs, a lot of them don't have the basic math skills that they need, so they have to remediate them. They have different tutors and things, different types of programs to get them up to speed. And then on the other end of it, there's an exam that they have to pass, a certification exam they need to pass before they're able to work with patients, and there's about a 10% decline in the pass rate for that exam. Mm. So the impact is sort of, from beginning to end.
Well, in fact, you talk about some employers complaining that recent hires don't know how to make change at the register. There are soft skills, like working with others. The net effect, not just in nursing, but in a lot of occupations, is that employers are spending more time and resources hiring, not just searching for candidates, but lowering their expectations and then spending to fix the lack of basic skills that some of those new employees have. Is that right?
Yeah. So, kids are struggling, younger folks in particular are struggling to make eye contact, to interact with customers and customer service roles, to make change at the register. A lot of them are more interested in looking at their phones than in doing their jobs. Some of that existed before the pandemic, but it was exacerbated, a couple of years in your house, in your room, on a screen, not dealing with other people, and you begin to lose the capacity to work well with others. So that's showing up in the workplace. In the military, soldiers need to pass an exam called the ASVAB in order to move into the ranks. Not enough of them are passing, so the military has created a boot camp to help them their scores.
I think some people listening may think, well, we've heard a lot of folks really sort of giving the stick to younger generations, millennials and the like. And they may hear this conversation as very much sort of a different take on that same story. What would you say to them?
I mean, I guess there's two ways to answer that. First of all, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's been a decline in standards and in rigor in education for a couple of decades, and that's coming home to roost. The education during COVID was substandard, so that's going to have an impact and a consequence. That may not be something people want to hear, but it's just what's happened. The silver lining here is that there seems to be a little bit more adaptability among young people who had to adapt to deal with remote learning and such. Mm-hmm. And so employers do credit them for sort of being a little bit more easygoing and being able to roll with the punches. So that's the upside.
I know that national productivity has fallen for the past several quarters, about five quarters, I believe. And that represents the largest economic contraction in this country since 1948. Question is, how much of a role unprepared new employees are having in those national productivity assessments? Is this actually driving down the productivity of the country or no?
What's the saying? Give me a one-handed economist, because one will say on the one hand this, on the other hand that.
Right.
You know, the how much of a role the learning loss is having in the productivity decline is really hard to say. There's a lot of things moving. People want to go back to work or not. They want to go back to the office or not. Their expectations are different. You know, it's sort of an existential crisis about work in general. So this impact for learning loss is part of a much larger picture with a lot of variables floating around. And I don't know, honestly, what size a chunk of it makes up.
Douglas Belkin covers higher education for the Wall Street Journal. His article is How Do I Do That? The New Hires of 2023 Unprepared for Work. We have a link to it at texasstandard.org.